Unit 14. Gene therapy offers help. Experimenting with humans and animal genes is a subject that causes a lot of discussion these days. Depending on your view, the development of gene therapy as a way to treat disease could be the most promising development of modern medicine or a dangerous activity that is wrong for humans to try. Some people are worried about the bad effects of such experiments. They worry that gene therapy could hurt the people or animals involved and feel that doctors and scientists should not do such experiments. Their worries are because the results and the side effects of gene therapy are still unknown. At the same time, recent experiments in gene therapy have helped doctors and scientists understand more about medicine. Because of these efforts, new ways of treating sick people are appearing. These activities give sick people hope of cures for their diseases in the near future. September 1999, for example, saw the first gene therapy experiment on a person suffering from muscular dystrophy, MD. Muscular dystrophy attacks the muscles and usually leads to death. In the experiment at the Ohio State University Medical Center in Columbus, Ohio, a team of doctors injected 36-year-old Donovan Decker with billions of healthy genes in his foot. The team of doctors was led by Dr. Jerry Mendell, a neurologist or nerve scientist at the medical center. Dr. Mendell was helped by Dr. Hansel Stedman, a surgeon from the University of Pennsylvania, who developed the experiment. Dr. Stedman has a special interest in MD since two of his brothers were born with the disease. Both Donovan and his doctors did not know whether the gene therapy experiment would actually cure Donovan of MD. They realized that it might take a long time to work out all the effects of injecting genes into Donovan's body. But Donovan needed help. Even if Donovan doesn't get better, the doctors hope to see if genes can be successfully injected into people. They also hope to learn what happens to such healthy genes once they are inside the patient's body. The 30-minute treatment went like clockwork, Mendell said in a recent interview. After years in which doctors could only help MD patients to feel less pain, Mendell added, "This is the first time there has been a major breakthrough in treatment." Doctors and MD patients around the world are waiting eagerly for the final results of this experiment and hoping for the best. If the results are positive for Decker, many other people with MD are likely to take part in other gene therapy experiments.